There are a lot more African Americans behind bars than whites, and money is one of the main reasons. Black Lives Matter Blono is raising awareness of how the conditions of bail work against people who don't have a lot of money. In May, Black Lives Matter started a GoFundMe campaign that raised more than $2,500 for the release of Myleria Shane Briggs in time for Mother's Day. The 21-year-old had been jailed since May 1st on charges of burglary, retail theft, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Black Lives Matter now has started a similar campaign to raise bail to release a man for Father's Day. Black Lives Matter Blono leadership table member Olivia Butts tells GLT's John Norton why the advocacy group thinks the money bail system is insidious.
I think when you think about the criminal justice system, Black folks are affected disproportionately, right, in a variety of ways. Black Lives Matter here in Bloomington Normal has talked about the disproportionate amount of arrests, for example, the disproportionate amount of canine searches here for black folks in Bloomington, and that spirals all the way into the criminal justice system and when we think about bail, right? So Black folks are over two times more likely to be arrested, they're two times more likely to be detained pre-trial, and Black men typically have it's around like 30% higher bail charges than their white counterparts. So we're focusing on people who are most affected by pre-charged bail.
So they have a higher bail amount in general, and I would think in general they have a lower access to money as well then, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Resources typically are harder to reach, right? And so something like bail or trying to pay your bail before you're charged, it's really difficult to do.
One of the arguments for keeping bail is that it keeps maybe dangerous people from getting out and maybe re-committing a crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I think you need to remember that when we're talking about pre-trial mm-hmm. bail, these people are still presumed innocent, right, in our system. So it's not like keeping people in jail is going to make the community safer, right? Because if they had enough money, they would already be out, which makes it sound like you're implying that people with more wealth are less likely to commit a crime when they're out on bail, and that's just not the case.
When you choose someone for this Mother's Day and Father's Day, are you looking at someone who has committed not a serious crime?
We don't focus too much on the crimes.
Because, again, the argument is, boy, there's a dangerous person being held for a good reason. Maybe it's not a good reason to let that person out of jail.
Right. But again, if they had the money, they would already be out of jail. That's what we have to remember, is that when we're talking about pre-trial incarceration, these folks would already be out of jail if they had the money. So we don't really need to think of this as a public safety concern, because it's about wealth, right? And it's about your ability to pay bail. And if you could pay it, you would already be out. So here, Black Lives Matter Bloomington Normal, we're just looking to reunite some families back together for Mother's Day and then again for Father's Day. So that's our goal, is to raise awareness around this issue of money bail and its disproportionate effects on Black folks and poor folks, but also just, yeah, remember that it's not necessarily about safety, right? It's about your ability and your wealth.
Olivia Butts with Black Lives Matter Blono speaking with GLT's John Norton. The GoFundMe campaign to bail out a father on Father's Day can be found on the Facebook page for Black Lives Matter Blono. Butts says the group is still looking for suggestions for a person to bail out on Father's Day.